good, I guess?
Yes, everyone, yeah.
Okay. Somebody has this.
Hello? Anyone there?
I'm here.
Disturbance, you guys?
Yeah, just everyone unplug their microphones. That's the main thing. Switch them off.
Okay, so we're holding over here in the next Perek, Perek Gimel, and this speaks about another aspect of Tznius, and that is Losh Nikia. Perek Amr of Sochim, Amr of Shur Levi, La'ola Mayotzi Adam Dover Miguna Mipiv, So we have a list of different psukim that were ma'akim, and then you have an addition of the oimer v'tif chalosh narumim v'oimer v'das posay bar milelu. So the Gemara says, well, what are the two more psukim that we need? We seem to have good rayas from the Torah. May v'oimer v'chite mani mili b'daraisim. That even in Lashon of Gemara, in Lashon of Chazal, one also prefers to have a Lashon Nikia. So he's going to explain the Chazal, obviously, in order, the way he usually does, point after point. First thing, there in Yazir, Kiatoivu Hepechara. So here is actually saying, he's actually making a point over here. Sounds very, it sounds quite obvious, but he's making a point as follows. Tov and Ra are entities that have a certain pnimius to themselves. Friends, let's give an example. When I say about people, a person may like things that are made out of wood. He may or may not care for things made out of steel. It's not a steerer one to the other. He prefers this, doesn't prefer that, and that's that. There are things that, for the person who is an organized person, his mind tends to rebel against things that are hodgepodge of stuff. It's not only the fact that somebody organized enjoys reading and, you know, looking at a report that's very organized. He actually detests something that has in itself a balagat. So things that are not opposites, for instance, I like poetry. That's nice. Prose, I can also read. I prefer poetry. I like poetry. Poetry is better. But nothing wrong. Liking poetry doesn't in any way imply a detestation of prose. On the other hand, organized, if something is not organized, if somebody gives me a list of things that has no real structure to it, no mukhtam or mukher, then I detest it because a person who's really an organized person detests things that are not organized, and so on. The relationship of Tov and Ra, you could look at it as follows. Well, Tov are good things, and a person wants to acquire good things. It's good for him, habits, for this, or for that. So he likes good things, and he appreciates things that are on the category of Tov. Now he tries not to do any Ra. But one would not sense a despising of Ra, unless the two are really opposite. Unless Tov as a quality, Tov and Ra come as opposites rather than simply as Tov in the absence of Tov. So he says, things that are, and that's what the Pasuk says, Vayavi Hashem's Tinura, the liking of Tov requires in the sense that the mark of liking Tov is an intense dislike for Ra. And if a person doesn't possess that, then he's missing something because his Tov hasn't really, isn't really Tov. Just, if the person likes it in an optional sort of way, that it's a nice thing also, then the person really hasn't tapped into a certain sense of the penius of the Tov. So, that's what he means over here. And he says, the point he's trying to make is they're not speaking about things that are not the Dvar Nikiyim, things that are not appropriate. It stems from a desire that a person is a desire that things be tov. Things that are not tov, things that are meguna, the person doesn't want to talk about it because he finds it distasteful, he finds it ra. So the main point in the not speaking things that are meguna is not even so much as they might lead to doing something meguna, whatever it is. It's in itself a demonstration of a person's dveikus to tov by the distaste that he has to ra. Because same thing, lemushel, there are some people that like nice things. They don't have a problem with something that's not nice. It's just they prefer something that's nicer. There are some people that can't bear to look at something that's ugly, they you know, the clothing or house, whatever it is, and they detest it. That's the start over here. Well, the fika kasala yoitzodem dovni gurumi piv, who bevari is rach kos agnaiva tivinodem. So what he's doing is actually marketing. When he's an example, kasha tipsa tsera achotis avedezara, umra, lo yishom al pivko. Even Leishama Picha says a person should never be saying things that have in themselves a sense of ra, because it, just like a Avodah Zarah, a person should not speak about a Avodah Zarah because a person should be detesting it. Just like L'mashal, if a person were to find himself in a conversation about Nazis, not describing how bad they were or whatever it is, but just in general, how many clubs they had and what their activities were, and any discussion about it, a person would find extremely